And for more reaction to the verdict, we're joined by Pastor Mike McBride. He founded the Way Church in Berkeley and leads Faith in Action's national campaign against gun violence and mass incarceration. Good morning, Pastor Mike.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
A few hours before the verdict, you tweeted, "To be black in this country is to endure perpetual psychological torture and trauma. Be gentle with yourself." So what went through your mind as you heard the judge read the guilty verdicts?
Well, I had a sense of relief that we would not have to have a public mourning session across the country, that we would not have to answer questions about should we or our comrades remain peaceful, should we be angry, should we forgive. I felt relief that the Floyd family had another opportunity to have some healing and closure. And it was a good result, but it still leaves us with so much left to do.
And what are you hearing from people in your church and in your organizing networks? Do they share that feeling?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of our loved ones are vacillating between joy and lament, relief and angst, because we know that the immediate aftermath of an unexpected result, guilty on all three counts, it pulls a very human emotion of relief and joy. But I think we all realize that death is waiting around the corner for many in our community. And there was a 15-year-old girl shot and killed in Columbus after calling the police to respond to some public safety issues. And so I think a lot of us know that death is still lying at the foot of our doors for ourselves and our children, and we have to continue to respond in kind.
You mentioned Micaiah Bryant, and also as this trial wrapped up, police officers killed Dante Wright, Adam Toledo, who was a child, 13 years old. Does Chauvin's conviction signal some kind of change to you?
Well, the American brand of justice and love for Black folks is still on trial. I think that this is an important conviction, but we still have to answer the question every day, do Black lives matter before the bodies drop? Now, all of these incidences can be prevented if we use de-escalation tactics, if we got rogue and abusive cops off the force, if we went away with qualified immunity, if we fund peace in our communities by scaling up community-based public safety alternatives, leveraging the $5 billion that's coming down from the federal government through specific grants in the Biden administration. So the question is really for us. The verdict is an important development, but all of us have to answer that question every day when we wake up. We cannot turn away from the work that remains for us to do to ensure that our lives are not lost unnecessarily on the pavements of America's streets.
This trial had worldwide attention, but there are police killings right here in Oakland, San Leandro, Walnut Creek. Do you think the killing of George Floyd has changed policing here and how elected officials view law enforcement and what activists are calling for?
Well, I think the people have changed these conditions. Many of us have been marching and, you know, engaging in public protest using different tactics and strategies. We've always had clear ideas of how to reimagine public safety. We do need our elected officials here in Oakland and Berkeley and Richmond and Antioch, and Stockton and San Leandro. We need the county of Alameda. All of these elected officials need to move before the bodies drop. I do not believe we have enough courageous leadership, enough imaginative leadership. There is still too much of a commitment to the status quo. We need to remove the structural barriers in the way we fund public safety in our municipalities. And I believe that has to be a priority.
All right. Berkeley Pastor Michael McBride, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Raquel Maria Dillon. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.